post-initial radio obituary is for Preston Epps, born July 19, 1930, in Magnum, Oklahoma. He was an American percussionist. Epps learned to play percussion instruments, including the bongos, while he was stationed in Okinawa during the Korean War. After his tour of duty, he settled in Southern California, playing in coffee shops and working odd jobs. Arthur Lebouy, whatever his name is, he was a local disc jockey, signed him to Original Sound Records, which released his single Bongo Rock in 1959. The tune became a hit in the U.S., reaching number 14 on the Billboard 100 that year. The follow-up, Bongo Bongo Bongo, reached 78 the following year. Original Sound released a full-length album in 1960, which reached number 35 on the Billboard 200. However, further bongo-themed singles, including Bongo in the Congo, Bongo Rocket, Bootlace Bongo, Bongo Boogie, Flamenco Bongo, Mr. Bongo, and Bongo Shuffle, did not result in any further success. Epps reappeared in 1969 as a bongo player in the film Girl in Gold Boots. He continued on as a session musician in the 1960s and 70s. In 1973, the Incredible Bongo Band recorded Bongo Rock and released it as a single. Epps continued playing in clubs in Southern California into the 1990s. Preston Epps died on May 9th in L.A. He was 88 and is our post-initial radio obituary. Next radio obituary is for Eric Moore, frontman with the cult Ohio biker band The Gods, that's G-O-D-Z. He died at age 67. Eric was known by his legions of fans as a beer-drinking, pistol-carrying, blue-collar rock and roller. Moore's last show was due to be at the band's annual Godfest event at The Barn in Zanesville, Ohio, but he died the day before the event. The show went ahead with friends and fellow musicians paying tribute. Moore's career in rock started in 1973 when he formed the Capital City Rockets, a band comprised of members of the roller derby team of the same name. After releasing one album, Moore formed The Gods in 1975. Eric Moore, our next radio obituary, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
dope junkie, sex junkie. And there's one thing that they don't understand. All of us, you and I, we're gods. And gods are rock and roll junkies. Now every night we in a different town. Every night we get high. Every night we rock and roll. Every night we go crazy and we know we're killing ourselves. But it feels so good. They tried to tell us that rock and roll was dead. But God's rock and roll ain't dead. Rock and roll's why we're all here. Rock and roll's why we got long hair and get high. Rock and roll's why we dress the way we do. Rock and roll's why we move the way we do. Rock and roll has turned us into something that they can't stand, but rock and roll has created us. Rock and roll has made us machines. We can't see straight. We can't think straight. We can't hear straight. Can't feel nothing, got no heart or soul. But we're gods. And someday there'll be thousands of us. Thousands of gods, thousands of machines. More of us than there is of them. They can't stop the God's rock and roll machine. Stop the machine. Machine, machine, machine. The gods are rock and roll machines. The gods are rock and roll machines. No hearts, but at least we're machines. The gods are rock and roll machines.
Cleanup Radio obituary is for Leslie David Reed, OBE, which is a Medal Order of the British Empire. He was an English songwriter, arranger, musician, and light orchestra leader. His major songwriting partners were Gordon Mills, Barry Mason, and Jeff Stevens, although he wrote songs with many others. Reed co-wrote around 60 charting songs and is best known for It's Not Unusual, Delilah, The Last Waltz, and Marching On Together. His songs gained a number of gold discs and Ivor Novello Awards. AllMusic noted that in the mid-1960s, it was unusual for the British singles chart not to list one of Les Reed's songs. He won the British Academy Gold Badge of Merit in 1982. Lesrie died on April 15th at age 83. Cause of death was not reported, or at least I could not find it in several different articles that, as I researched his obit. But nonetheless, he is our cleanup radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
No more.
What? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, and it's for Richard Green. He was an American sexologist, psychiatrist, lawyer, and author specializing in homosexuality and transsexualism, specifically gender identity disorder in children. Green was the founding editor of the Archives of Sexual Behavior in 1971 and served as its editor until 2001. He was also the founding president of the International Academy of Sex Research, which made the Archives its official publication. He served as the American Psychiatric Association Subcommittee on Gender Identity Disorders. During the APA's heated debate in the early 1970s about the declassification of homosexuality as a mental illness, Green argued forcibly in favor of declassification. Green applauded the eventual APA decision while strongly criticizing the fact that the administration put it to a vote, saying that such a shotgun marriage between science and democracy was ludicrous. In his work on gender identity in children, Green used common English expressions like sissy boy and tomboy in the titles of some of his publications. His choice of terminology attracted a number of criticisms over its so-called political correctness. Green died on April 6th of this year at age 82, and he's our Weasel Radio obituary, and you know we're going to have some fun with this one. Not Belinda, did an amusing production on this topic back in 1982, in the pre-computer days. We had to spend many hours with splicing tape, grease pencils, and razor blades, but hey, we didn't know any better at the time. So enjoy this little self-indulgence, but don't indulge in yourself too much, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Right where at Bubbles in the Think Tank? Whoops, I thought I had something queued up here, and I miscued it. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And now stay tuned for our feature presentation entitled Sexuality. It should be noted that portions of this program are rather lewd, so be prepared.
Rather lewd.
Hey, you fucking intellectuals, you think you're so where it's at. If all you fill your minds with any junk and listen to Fritz the Cat, as writers and poets and artists, it's your duty to live life the most. So fuck out, brothers, check out the book, give me a ride to the coast. He taught many a good man, lady, a good woman to live life.
Help me, 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 help me
Before we go any further, I'd like to thank you all for coming tonight, or however you reacted.
cheeky little Jewish princess. I climbed her up on her with a pre-voice and dumber. A brazen little Jewish princess.
Ay-oh!
With titanic tits and sandblasted zits.
She can't even be pulled. So long as she does it with four on the floor. Favor one.
I want a dainty little Jewish princess. With a couple of sisters who can raise a few blisters. A fragile little Jewish princess.
Ay-oh!
With Romanian thighs. And lies.
Or two or three knives.
Won't someone send me a princess who buys?
Get unconscious if I'd had too much to drink. There was somehow something wrong somewhere, and each day seemed grey and dead. The seeds of desperation were growing in me head. I needed inspiration, a brand new start in life, somewhere to place affection, but I didn't.
Your skin is like vinyl.
And then by lucky chance I saw an especially
the perfect companion.
It was unusual, the line.
You float in my new
experience
pool.
Experience something different with our new
deluxe and delightful.
She's loving, warm, inflatable.
Inflatable doll.
She came all wrapped in gown.
My role is to serve you.
A breath of air was all she needed.
Disposable, darling.
I took her to the bedroom and pumped
can't
her with
throw you away now.
Later, in a moment.
Immortal and life-size.
And so I sit her in the corner.
My
and
breath
sometimes
is inside you.
And when I'm feeling naughty,
I'll dress you up daily.
She's cuddly and she's bouncy. She's like
and
a rubber
keep
ball.
You till death
I bounce size. Her in the kitchen. And I bounce her in
inflatable
the hall.
Inflatable doll.
Since sorry came on.
Lover ungrateful.
And have her on a tray.
I bloom
she's everything
up your body.
And I wear her. And I only have to wear her.
But you blew my mind.
Okay. This goes on for quite a while yet. So we're going to come out of this sexuality thing. And although Richard Green was on the forefront of gay activism and gay rights and gay sexuality, homosexuality, and this sexuality production I did back in the early 80s was more heterosexual, obviously. It was still on sexual deviance, which I guess is where they two kind of meet. We all have some sexual deviance in this. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm saying things that I should keep my mouth shut about. What do you think, T?
Yes, you should keep your mouth shut.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed that little blast from the past. But moving on to our radio obituaries, our pre-anti-penultimate radio obituary is for Christopher Riccardi. He was an American cartoon director, graphic designer, animator, character designer, producer, writer, and storyboard artist. He is best known for his work on the Nickelodeon animated series The Ren and Stimpy Show, and storyboarded many other shows including Samurai Jack, The Powerpuff Girls, Tiny Toon Adventures, and had directing duties on Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyperforce Go, and SpongeBob SquarePants. He was also the supervising producer of the first season of Regular Show. In 2007, he co-created and developed a pilot for Nickelodeon called The Modifiers, alongside Lynn Naylor, to whom he had been married to since 1994. On May 2nd, Riccardi died at the age of 54 after suffering a heart attack while surfing in Ventura, California. And that makes him our pre-anti-penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteats. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Our anti-penultimate radio obituary is for John Lewis Starling. He was an American musician. He is an International Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame inductee and bluegrass musician and composer, founding member of the bluegrass group The Seldom Seen, and otolaryngological physician for communities in Alabama, Washington, D.C., and Virginia, and an amateur architect designing the field house at Virginia Military Institute, the house his parents retired in, and the floor plans for the building he practiced medicine in. John Starling was born in Durham, North Carolina, and grew up in Lexington, Virginia. He served in the U.S. Army as a surgeon during the Vietnam War, something we should remember this Memorial Day weekend. He met musician Mike Aldridge through former acquaintances Ben Eldridge. The three began making music together after work in Eldridge's basement during jam sessions, and eventually were joined by two former members of the bluegrass band, The Country Gentlemen. The five musicians formed The Seldom Seen and were part of a weekly lineup at the Red Fox Inn in Bethesda, Maryland, and then the Birchmore Music Hall in Alexandria, Virginia. The Seldom Seen went on to record seven albums in the 1970s and one reunion album in 1994 called Like We Used to Be. On February 12th, Starling was reported to be seriously ill and living in hospice care. He died of congested heart failure on May 2nd at his Fredericksburg, Virginia home at the age of 79, and he's our anti-penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Do on the road, get the music done and move on. What good does it do? Play songs for her and hear her say, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Been good to you, and even so, she comes to you late at night's the time you hear her say once again. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take nights without your love. Again, I hear you say, hey, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Penultimate radio obituary is for Faye McKenzie, who was also briefly billed as Faye Shannon. She was an American actress and singer. She starred in silent films as a child and then sound films as an adult, but perhaps is best known for her leading roles opposite Gene Autry in the early 1940s in five horse opera features. She also appeared on Broadway, radio, and television, having appeared on screen at 10 months old in 1918. She was still appearing on screen at the time of her death, and her latest project opposite her son, Tom Walden Jr., in the comedy Kill a Better Mousetrap, based on a play by Scott K. Rantner, filmed in the summer of 2018, has not yet been released at the time of her death. McKenzie appeared in numerous uncredited roles through the 1930s, with occasional credited roles in such films as The Boss Cowboy in 1934 as Sally Nolan, and the anti-cannabis propaganda film Assassins of Youth in 1937 as Linda Clayton. That movie is often considered a clone to the much more famous Reefer Madness, and shares the same propaganda. In 1941, she appeared opposite the cowboy singer Gene Autry in Down Mexico Way as Maria Elena Alvarado. The film was a major financial success, and she received a lot of fan mail as a result. McKenzie went on to appear in four additional Autry films as his leading lady: Sierra Sue in 1941 as Sue Larrabee, Cowboy Serenade in 1942 as Stephanie Locke, Heart of the Rio Grande in 1942 as Alice Bennett, and Home in Wyoming in 1942 as Clementine Benson. McKenzie sang duets with Autry in each of these films. McKenzie died peacefully of natural causes in her sleep in Highland Park, Los Angeles, on April 16th. She was 101 years old, and she is our penultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Dear Azul, I'm sad and lonely. The rocks and rills are lonely too. Sierra Sue, I want you only, no one but you. Sierra Sue, the roses weep, their tears are falling. The gentle doves no longer coo. Oh, can't you hear my sad heart calling, calling for you, Sierra Sue?
Honolulu has the hula, and Hawaii has the sweetest fruit that grows. Down around Bermuda, nights are cooler, and Havana has sloppy joes. But if you haven't traveled, step aside, 'cause you never lived if you never tried. Tahiti honey, Tahiti honey. Down in Tahiti, they're all in the pink, 'cause in Tahiti, the natives all drink Tahiti honey. Tahiti honey. It's made of moonlight and tropical kiss. It's got the kick of a tropical kiss. There's the coconut nectar, you won't object to. Lots of commuters commute far. There's a wonderful tulip they put in a julep, but accept no substitute for Tahiti honey. Insist on a steak, and on your birthday insist on a cake. But when you're in Tahiti, take Tahiti honey.
man. And he's hip now because he called T-Man. All the jive is gone.
Well, we started the Radio Obituaries off tonight in Japan, and we're going to close in Japan. Our ultimate Radio Obituary is for Mashiro Endo. He was a Japanese musician, author, and socialist activist. He was best known as frontman for the influential punk rock band The Stalin. He gained notoriety for his onstage antics, having once thrown a severed pig's head into the audience. Well, that's punk rock for you, shock value. He formed The Stalin in 1980 and went on to be one of the dominant acts of the 80s Japanese punk rock scene. Endo was still active in the live music scene through the 2010s as a solo performer or at the occasional Stalin concert. Mashiro Endo died in Tokyo Hospital while battling pancreatic cancer on April 25th. He was 68 and is our ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Okay, how about that? The Radio Obituaries took it exactly 1 hour. We started at 11:57 and it's now 12:57, or 12:56, 45, 46, 47. Closer to the 12:57 on that digital clock here at WMFO. And this has been WMFO's Bubbles in the Think Tank, Radio Obituaries. Without a weasel. Well, we did have a weasel, but that's not a weasel now. I brought in the slide whistle. Instead of playing a pre-recorded slide whistle, I brought one in to do it live. Diane suggested doing it backwards, which is what I did because I'm not Belinda. Whereas Belinda does, I did. You get the picture. So, I did promise you a couple of extra little things, which we'll get back to now. Way back at the top of the show, we did a couple of those Beatle covers. We did a Beatle cover that I did with my band Urban Ambience, that silly little thing called Wild Honey Pie. And I mentioned back then another silly thing they did called The New Mary Jane, or known as What a Shame Mary Jane Had a Paint at the Party. Well, we did even a sillier version than they did. And we're going to bring that to you now, and a couple of other little delights here to go out on your freeform radio station, Bubbles in the Think Tank, here at WMFO in Medford.
She looks as an African queen. She eating 12 chapas and cream. She tastes as Mongolian lamb. She coming from out of Iran. What a shame Mary Jane had a paint at the party. What a shame Mary Jane had a paint at the party. to be married with Jenny. He grew in such cookie spaghetti. She's jumping as Mexican pee to make that her body more thin.
Whoa, Jenny, Jenny, Mary Jane, have a day, have a party.
She catch Patagoni and Cape with that one engine party mate. She having always good contact. She make with Apple and contract.
What a shame, Mary Jane.